makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Wednesday, October 22nd. Wide receiver Andre Davis could miss 3 weeks because of a finger injury, which Gary Kubiak will talk about what that means for the lineup.
I-72!
Andre Davis had a pin put in his dislocated finger and could miss as many as 3 games.
He can't play with the pin in, you know, because it's actually sticking out of the skin. So when it comes out, then we go back to the tape job that we did before, and he should be ready to go. So, but I think the key is, when does the pin come out? And I really couldn't tell you. I'm being told 3 weeks at the most.
With Davis out of the lineup, David Anderson will become the third receiver, and Jacoby Jones will start lining up again on offense. As for kick returns, that is yet to be determined.
Well, we haven't made a decision yet. We're looking at a few guys back there. Of course, I told you Slayton could do it. Jacoby can go back there. Moat's kid on our practice squad has the ability to do it. We're just going to take a look and watch him this week and then let Joe make a decision.
The Texans take on the winless Bengals on Sunday, but Cincy is a team that has played a lot better than their record.
No, I mean, you know, all you got to do is look at, look at their offense, who they played. They played in 7 games, they played the top 4 defenses in football. You know, they played Tennessee, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, the Giants. So, those defenses can make a lot of people struggle. And then defensively, they've been on the field more than anybody in football. And they're still ranked, I think, 16th. They're holding up. They do a lot of things. This organization never beat that team. And we got to work it out for us. We'll have to play well and better than we did last week.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.